Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Zenzi, and this is
Imani.
And this is our 13th episode of Flawed, Favorite, and Fabulous. That's a wonderful thing to be able to say.
Yes.
Today, we will be discussing Chapter 11. It's entitled Former Self. But before we do, let's share some good news with the people. Is that all right with you, Imani?
Let's do it.
I'm excited that this weekend I'll be going to DC for two book events. One is a 5K walk with the Lynx and a wellness fair. And then I'll be returning. Oh, and the other is a book party at my best friend's house, the one who was featured in a previous episode, Dr. Valerie Thomas. And then I'm going to be returning and we're going to be a vendor at a fashion show on Sunday the 8th. So, you know, there's just a lot of great things going on. I have my retractable sign. I've got postcards and it's just, it's going down. That's all I can say. It's going down and I'm here for it. I'm also excited because we have new members of our My Beautiful Soul team. One of them has been helping to produce the Flawed, Favorite, and Fabulous talk show that's going to be coming soon on YouTube. So stay tuned for that. And the other helped to put, well, actually, he's put together our postcards that I'm going to be giving out to everybody I see. So hopefully you'll be getting one of those soon as well. Imani, do you have anything good you want to share with the people today?
Yeah, so you all know that I've been vegan for a while now, and it's been going really well for me. You know, the scale is so irritating.
It is.
It's showing that I really haven't lost weight. However,
lies.
I have. I've lost a lot of inches. Mm-hmm. I know. I noticed it in my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And just last night, I actually did some before and afters because I thought that I really couldn't see the weight loss. My mom says it to me every day. My fiance says it to me. It feels good to say fiance. But so I put these side-by-side photos of me from just in June of this year to yesterday. And wow, if you have my Instagram, I posted some pictures of my before and after.
She's back, y'all.
I'm back, reluctantly, but I am back. And yes, you'll get to see those photos. So that really excited me. And then just all this crazy, exciting news for Flawed, Favorite, and Fabulous and the My Beautiful Soul, us growing our team, my mom having these book events just all across America. Shoot.
Right.
So I'm just excited. It's a lot to be excited about.
It is. And if you listened to last week's episode on forgiveness, you should be very proud of Imani because right there on the recording of the podcast, she made the decision to forgive her dad on the air. And I just wanted to say, Imani, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of what, I mean, for me to be here live witnessing it and seeing how real it was, it really blew me away because her father does not deserve to be forgiven.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I said this on the last podcast, but yeah, I fully forgave him, but I don't want nothing to do with him.
Yeah, because there's a difference between forgiveness and reconciliation.
That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah. So, right. You know, you don't have to be in relationship with him, but you forgave him because unforgiveness sets you apart from God. It separates you from God. So you were able to let go of a hurt forever and not allow yourself to be separated from God anymore. That's beautiful.
Yes.
All right, let's get to it. Chapter 11, Former Self. Let me start by saying the mind is a complex organ that is shrouded in mystery. In other words, there's so much about the mind, the brain, that no one in all of humanity knows anything about. There are people that do brain surgery. There are people that are psychologists and, you know, all of those things. But there's still so much about our brain that's a mystery. And also the mind, body, soul, spirit connection. There's so much that we still don't know about it. Mm. Now, I think this is a good time for me to say that the difference between the spirit and the soul is that the spirit is the part of our being that is a deposit of God within us. It's a piece of perfection that only exists inside of those who have accepted Jesus as their personal savior.
Mm.
The soul is the life force that everyone is born with. It houses our emotions, our memories, our personalities, our persona, and it's what makes you uniquely you. The soul can be affected, it can be hurt, it can be damaged, it can be crushed, but the spirit cannot be damaged or crushed because it's God within us. And people often use these words interchangeably, but the truth is they're not the same. And I really wanted to make sure people knew the difference. When we're speaking about spirit and soul, we're talking about the way I've defined it here. They're not the same, even though people use these words interchangeably. So I'm saying all that because I want to point out how complex we are as human beings. And I prefer to call us human becomings for obvious reasons.
Right.
So in former self, I talk about my life as a dancer. And I talk about how my whole life revolved around dance. I did African, ballet, jazz, tap. I did it all. I was a really excellent dancer. I was, you know, always in the best and among the best in the class. And I danced from childhood all the way up till I went to college. And once I went to college, they didn't have dance as a major. And so I decided, because I really wanted to go to Howard. I really wanted to go to HU. So I was willing to, you know, forsake my love to go to that university. And I'm so glad that I did. The Lord knew exactly what he was doing. Right. But the point is, I was headed in the direction of becoming a professional dancer to the point that my mom thought I was going to move to Las Vegas and become a showgirl. She was absolutely convinced that was my future. And during that time, I didn't have to watch what I ate. I barely cared what I ate because I didn't have a weight problem and I danced all day, every day, sometimes twice a day and all throughout the summers. So I didn't have to pay attention to calorie counting and carbs and counting carbs and all of that because I didn't think any of those things applied to me.
Wow.
But when I stopped dancing, when I got to college my freshman year and stopped exercising on a regular basis, I'm here to let you know the pounds found me. It happened gradually, but consistently until I lost sight of my former self. And as the years progressed, I became unrecognizable even to me. Losing control and feeling helpless is a mind thing. If we believe we're out of control and helpless to overcome our obesity, then guess what?
It's true.
It's true. But when we shift our mindset and change what we believe, we can do anything. I am a living witness. Mm. Let me give you an example that doesn't have anything to do with weight loss. For the majority of my life, I had a fear of flying. First of all, I get motion sickness, so I don't enjoy flying until I discovered Dramamine, which made my life a whole lot easier. But then that made me very drowsy and would take me like 24 hours to overcome my travel. But once I found the Dramamine that's non-drowsy, that helped in, you know, in the area of nausea. But I was still afraid to fly. I had a fear of flying. I didn't want to fly. And I went years without flying. Recently, since Flawed, Favorite, and Fabulous is in the world,
right. The
Lord made it clear to me that I was going to have to get over that fear. And I gave that fear to him. I lifted it up in prayer. I prayed and I asked him to take that fear away from me. And the first test was when I went to Cabo. And leading up, now it used to be when I'm going on a plane, I'm afraid weeks before I'm even to get on that plane. I have all this anxiety leading up to getting on that plane. And leading up to my Cabo trip, I didn't have any fear. I had excitement. I had anticipation. On the flight, no, I don't like the takeoffs. That's the scariest part to me. But once I was able to get past the takeoff, I was able to enjoy the flight. And I got over my fear of flying. Now, I don't give myself any credit other than the fact that I made a decision. But once I made that decision, the Lord released that fear from me and I've been delivered from it.
Wow, that's awesome.
It is, because I'm doing a lot of travel. I'm like traveling once a month right now.
For the rest of the year.
Right. And who knows what 2024 is going to bring. Yeah, because by then, come on now, because the book and the podcast will have gone viral. Not to mention the fact that the talk show will have dropped as well. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I've found that it's very important not to focus and very important not to focus and to get back to who I used to be. I used to try to focus on getting back to who I used to be. That's what I'm trying to say. And it's important not to make that my focus. And so many of us are trying to lose weight to get back to who we used to be, to get back to our former self. Mm-hmm. And if we've been battling the bulge for over 5 years, we are not the same person. We are not the person that we were 5 years ago. We've grown, we've changed, we've evolved. And so it's best to set a goal for becoming our better self, not our former self. Mm-hmm. And I'm letting you know right now, I'm be keeping it all the way real with you. I am a recovering food addict, and I will be for the rest of my life. But I've established patterns, routines, practices that help me to maintain my weight loss. And I'm still sensitive about my size, and I find myself getting easily offended by things people say that may not even mean anything by it. Like one time this guy recently told me I look like I eat meat. I was like, what the F? WTF? What is that supposed to mean? I didn't say that out loud to him, but that's what I was thinking. And my voice in my head was loud. And maybe he didn't mean anything by it. Maybe he meant I look strong and healthy. But I went straight to he's telling me I look fat. That's me being sensitive.
And insecure, because you are not fat. You've been delivered from the fat suit.
I've been delivered from the fat suit.
So he was probably just meaning that you look healthy.
Right. He probably was. But because I still see myself a certain way, I'm very sensitive, you know. So be careful when you're talking to me about weight now, because I might jump to conclusions. All right. Now, if someone were to ask me if I have any regrets in life, I can honestly say that I have very few regrets. I'm not saying I don't have any. But gaining weight is not one of my regrets. I accept that this was a result of poor life choices and poor eating habits, but I see the Lord in everything. I was fat for the entire time I pastored my church. But now he's given me a new ministry that will be able to help so many more people around the world.
Yep.
This book is making its way across the country and around the world. And so is this podcast.
It is.
We're able to reach more people with this ministry than I have ever been able to reach in a brick and mortar church on a corner somewhere. So I count it all joy.
Mm-hmm.
And in this chapter, I talk a bit about dating and how I didn't really date as a pastor. I wasn't one of those pastors that believed pastors shouldn't date. But I lost myself in my ministry, and I lost myself in my fat suit,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't leave room or space for there to be dating or for me to have a dating life.
Wow.
And even though I feel good about myself now, I feel like I may be still giving off a certain vibe, because I'm finding that men aren't really approaching me. And maybe it's because I'm not going to places where, you know, there's a lot of single men. That could be it too. But even when I was on the different dating apps, I wasn't really getting much response. I was getting a lot of likes, but not many dates at all. What do you think about that?
I was just going to say, that's just kind of, you can't even blame, you can't even really bring that up, because dating on these dating sites are really whack. And not, I mean, it works for some people.
Buddy Money, you got a lot of dates.
I only went on a couple. I got a lot of likes, though.
Mm-hmm.
I got, you're on those type of sites, you're going to get a heck of a lot of likes.
I got a lot of likes.
But you don't know who's behind those likes.
That's right.
It could be a fake person. You just never know. So I wouldn't mm-hmm. even count that. But I personally think it's because you're not, you're in a space where, yeah, you can date, but you're going places that these men in Oakland can't handle.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I said it. These men in Oakland
Hashtag facts.
And so I just kind of feel like, I know one of your friends were saying, she think your soulmate is somewhere back east somewhere. And I believe that.
Yeah, my girl
I don't
said
believe
that.
He ain't no Oakland. But, and that's no shade to the good men in Oakland. I'm just saying, and I'm speaking facts.
It's been our experience.
But, yeah, no, I wouldn't. You are in a place in your life where people can't go where you're going.
Not everybody can go. I receive that. But, you know, the truth of the matter is obesity does cause us to disconnect from our bodies. And we have to have, think about it, we have to have a distant relationship with our bodies in order to be able to continue to exist in the fat suit. I mean, we have psychological damage. And people don't like to talk about this, but our self-inflicted physical abuse also has damaged our psyche. And I have trouble seeing who I am. And until I do, I may have a hard time totally connecting to my body. Like I have a girlfriend that I was in Cabo with, and one evening we went out to get food, and we were walking down the street at night and feeling good, feeling free. There was some live music being played right there on the sidewalk, and it sounded real good. And Lauren, who I just have to say is chocolate, thick, beautiful, healthy, comfortable in her skin, she just started doing a runway walk down the street, down the sidewalk, and I joined in. I started doing my little runway walk as well. And then she did a model's turn. And I was like, uh-oh. And I did not feel confident enough to just do the little model's turn right after her. And I should have. But that was just an indicator that I'm not as comfortable in my skin as she is. And I want to be. And that was something I really admire about her, that she's so comfortable in her beautiful chocolate skin. And I just want to be that way. And that's just one example of how I'm still struggling with this body-mind disconnect. Mm. And so that's why I was thinking that maybe it might be affecting my dating life as well.
Yeah, that could be.
But I received what you said, Tuimani. The truth is, I am still haunted by my former self in that fat suit. And even though I've changed my relationship with food, she pops up every now and then and tries to remind me of who I used to be. Now, one song, I shared this in the book, that I've always admired because of the confidence that these two women have, was Salt-N-Pepa's I'll Take Your Man. And now let me just say, I'm not trying to take anybody's man. I've never been that type of chick.
Ever.
Ever.
Don't get it twisted.
And never will be. But I love that song because it exudes all of this confidence that I want to have in my own body. I want to be that bad B. I want to be that person that if I wanted to take your man, I could, but I'm not going to because I'm not that type of person. So, you know, but I'm still not quite there yet, but I'm on my way. Do you have a song, Imani, that makes you feel confident?
I mean, I have some, but there's two that I can think of right now. One is I'm That Girl by Beyonce. And then the other one is, Who Run the World by Beyonce. Two Beyonce songs.
Uh-huh.
Because the Run the World song, I mean, it just boosts all this confidence that, yes, I'm a woman. I'm a black woman. I can do whatever I want. I can do whatever I want if I put my mind to it. And then I'm That Girl because I'm That Girl.
Right.
I always would think I'm not that girl, but I mean, I am that girl. And that always, it boosts my confidence. It makes me feel good about myself.
Yeah. Now, there will always be a former self and a current self, but it's up to us to decide today who our future self is going to be. And that's the challenge. That's the challenge that we have to everybody that's listening, whether you are struggling with your weight or self-confidence or shifting careers or, you know, trying to decide if you want to stay with this person that you're in a romantic relationship with. It's up to you to decide today who your future self is going to be. And, you know, and once we decide what we want to be, we have to work hard and work smart. But the truth of the matter is we want to work smarter and not harder. Right. Which means that we want to make wise decisions that are going to add to the life we want to have. Because when you look at your life and where it is right now, no matter what your childhood was like, you have to take ownership of the life you have created.
That's true.
Every single one of us has created the life we're currently living by the choices we make on a day-to-day basis. And if we want a different life, we have to be about making different choices. It's just that simple. I tell people that I coach that all the time. It really boils down to our choices. When you look at yourself in the mirror, you are the sum total of the choices you've made. You decided to have that hairdo. You decided whether or not you're going to arch your eyebrows. You decided whether or not you're going to have lashes. You decided whether or not you're going to wear that skirt or that dress. You made those decisions that you see reflected in the mirror, and you made those decisions that the people see you reflected in the world or reflecting to the world. So the challenge is to decide who you want to be and then start making choices to get there. And here's the truth. If you fast forward to a year from now, you're going to get there whether you change things or not. But you can decide today if you want to get there as a changed, transformed person, becoming and evolving into your best self, or if you're going to continue the patterns you have established and be exactly who you are a year from now that you are today. The choice is yours.
That's deep.
So the question is, where's your mindset right now? Are you ready to make changes, or are you feeling helpless? Last week's assignment was for us to let go of a hurt forever, to forgive somebody forever. And I hope everybody followed Imani's lead and made the decision to let go of a hurt forever. Full disclosure, I wanted to follow in her footsteps and forgive her father. But I'm telling you, I'm still working on that forgiveness. I thought I forgave him. But, you know, when you don't think about somebody, it's easy to feel like they've been forgiven. But when they come back up in your mind and you start having those emotions rising up and then butterflies and whatnot in your stomach, you realize, oh, you know what? I may not have forgiven this person. And so that's kind of what happened on last week's episode. And I have to make the decision to let go of not how he hurt me, but how he hurt my baby over and over and over again. And I'm working on it, but it hasn't quite happened completely yet. So, you know, go on and lift up a prayer for your girl. And we're going to go ahead and forgive a hurt forever together. Amen.
Amen.
So this week, we're encouraging you to take a look at who you were 10 years ago. How old were you 10 years ago? You was 21. And think about where you were. Were you at Paul Mitchell?
I was at Paul Mitchell. I was partying with my friends 7 days a week. I was living my best life with a whole lot of fake people, though. I think I'm better off today. My circle is way smaller. I'm living my best life still. I'm engaged to a wonderful man and my mom's book. Just this whole business is flourishing. I'm great where I'm at now.
Yeah. And so the question is to ask yourself, are you better off now or worse off? And if you and be honest with yourself, you don't have to share this with anybody. If you're worse, then ask yourself, what changes can I make to turn the situation around? Do you need to stop smoking, stop drinking, stop partying, stop eating unhealthy foods? Do you need to start moving more? Do you need to change your job? Do you need to get more aggressive or assertive on your job? Is it time for a promotion? What can you do to make the life that you're living right now better than it is today? And then the next question is, are you willing to do the work it takes to get that done? It's up to you.
It is. All right.
I'm going to say, I want everybody to please subscribe to this podcast. I'm not going to be sending individual messages reminding you and notifying you that the podcast has dropped every Friday. I'm going to post it on my social medias, and I'm encouraging, please, please, please subscribe to the podcast, and you'll get notified through Spotify when a new episode drops. Okay. And, you know, and I'm going to start posting more on social media. I'm going to move more into that as I'm, you know, growing into who God is calling me to be. And right now, honestly, I'm not real comfortable with social media, but I know that it's something I have to do. It's something that needs to be done. And so you'll see me much more on there. And if you haven't, you know, followed me, start following me on Instagram, My Beautiful Soul, at Facebook is Zenzele Scott, my government name. And I'm asking you to also please subscribe to my website, because I do blog like once a week, once every other, you know, other week or something like that. And you'll get notified when that happens as well. And when different things happen on the calendar, you'll get notifications for that. That's www.mybeautifulsoul.org. Thank you.
Well, she pretty much did my job. But she already shared her social media. I am back on Instagram. It is at Imani Legend. We welcome questions and comments on the podcast, or email us at info@mybeautifulsoul.org. That is info@mybeautifulsoul.org. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to those who have reached out to us so far. We yes. really appreciate it. My grandmother, Grandma Mommy, shout out to you, gave us some great and beautiful feedback about the last episode. And so we encourage you guys to just text us, email us, DM us, yes. whatever. Please share the podcast with someone. Share it with one person this week. I'll be easy on y'all. Share with one person this week.
Please share it.
Yes. My mom has two book events in D.C. on the 30th and the 1st. If you are in the D.C. area and you're interested, email us so we can get the info to you at info@mybeautifulsoul.org. Until next week, be strong, be well,
and be you.